Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the Best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
All right, Rob, let's get right into it. It sounds like you heard Monsi just say that the Washington Commanders are about to be purchased under new ownership. Josh Harris owns the Sixers in the NBA and a hockey team as well. And so, Rob G., any other details we need to know on this? Magic Johnson's a part of this crew, right?
His group? Yes, he is, Chris. Yeah. I guess the bigger, big picture details would be after years and years of allegations of toxic workplace environment, unlawful financial conduct, Daniel Snyder is being punished by having a $5.75 billion windfall coming his way because he's selling the Commanders in addition to FedEx Field in Landover, Maryland, the practice facility in Virginia, all of those things to Josh Harris, that group led by he and Magic Johnson.
Yeah, that's always one of the that's just one of the parts of this business, Rob. Remember when Donald Sterling and all of the issues that he had and the league forced him to sell? This was forcing him to sell. He bought them for, wasn't it $12 million, the Clippers, and sold them for $2.1 billion. So pardon me if I don't shed a tear for owners like this that get kind of pushed out of their league. I get it. They had money. That's how they bought the team. They got into it because they wanted the fun, the prestige of owning the team. Obviously, they're at games. They're hobnobbing with other owners. Rob, Jerry Jones, he loves the limelight. If he didn't own the Dallas Cowboys, he would just be an anonymous, wealthy billionaire. Now, that's good. There's nothing wrong with that. But some of these guys want the attention or just the thrill. And again, there's definitely nothing wrong with that, but it's a great thing, a fun thing to own a professional franchise, Rob. You see everybody doing it with fantasy football. Can you imagine doing it with real football? And that's why a lot of these owners do it. And now Dan Snyder's no longer a part of that. Rob, the show Billions, I think it was on Showtime, I watched. It was a good show. It's still on. But one of the things they said, one of their billionaire characters was trying to purchase a football team, and he was ultimately rejected. And the owner who led the cause against him said this. Now, I get it. It's a fictional show. But he said, in this country, football ownership is how we knight people. K-N-I-G-H-T. And so that's it. Daniel Snyder is no longer in the club, but still not shedding a tear for it.
Yeah, it is more about that than just the money aspect. It's a prestigious.
They got money, right?
Yeah, it's a prestigious. It's Donald Sterling. I bet you, if you could ask him, would he want his team back? He probably would, even though he got $2 billion. He would.
I agree because he was wealthy anyway.
He was already wealthy. He owns a ton of buildings, Chris, in Los Angeles. The secret about Donald Sterling is when the NBA wasn't as wealthy as it is and owners didn't have money like they have, he used to be the guy who used to lend them money. And he was like their bank, Chris, back in the day. And that's why you never saw owners beat up on him. Ever.
Right. Absolutely.
Am I right? He was nobody ever ripped on the Clippers. You never heard any owners rip on Donald Sterling. He was all right with them. And then, you know, he made out with the money. But he's persona non grata now in L.A. And so I don't think he wants to live that life.
No, I agree with you. I agree with you. Now, here's what I would say, Rob, to Josh Harris. I mean, you just spent, and I get it, he has a few other, you know, people with him. But you just spent $6 billion on a football team. That's, to be kind, mediocre. And I'm being kind. Why in the world, Rob, would you not go out and spend $200 million to get one of the best quarterbacks in the league? Go get Lamar Jackson. You've got a top five defense. You've got nice skill position players, Terry McLaurin, the wide receiver, and the others. If you put Lamar Jackson, Rob, in Washington, you make a splash, just like the new owner in Phoenix, Rob. What'd he do? He went out and got Kevin Durant.
Yep.
Risky. If they don't win it this year, Rob, they're older. Who knows if they'll be back next year?
Right. Chris Paul ain't getting any younger.
Yep. But he's making a splash. The people of Phoenix love it. It's a new day there. It can be the same in Washington. And I'll say this before you go, Rob. You better do something like that in the NFC East. Philadelphia is strong. Dallas is strong. The Giants had a nice year. You know, we'll see if they continue that. Right now, you're the bottom feeder. You get Lamar, Rob, in the NFC, they have a legitimate chance to reach the Super Bowl. Why else are you in it? Go get Lamar.
The only issue I would have, and I don't disagree with the notion of going out and trying to, you know, better yourself right away, is I don't know if teams work that quickly. You know what I mean? Like ownership and do they have to put in place? They don't have anybody in place. Like, they're football people. They got a clean house, get rid of Daniel Snyder's guys. I'm just talking about the timing, Chris.
You could keep them for the time being. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm just saying that normally – you wouldn't want to be looked at as you just bought the team and then you ran out and bought a Ferrari the next day, you know, or you just got money and right away you ran out and bought some Ferrari, where you want to be like, well, we want to do this. We want to take our time. That would be the only thing. I agree with you. They haven't had a quarterback in a long time.
Yeah, when's the last time?
I'd have to think about it, but it's been
Joe Theismann. Last really, you know.
Really? I think in my
great. Well, I mean, they had McNabb, but he was
RG3 won rookie of the year, right?
I mean, well, yeah, that one year.
No, RG3 I'm just saying, but good. Yeah.
Cousins, you know, Cousins was okay. But I mean, like, a really good one, Theismann, and who before that, Billy Kilmer.
Don't go that far back. Billy Kilmer, wow.
No, but it's been a while. And I hear you, Rob.
I mean.
But again, remember, the guy in Phoenix acted quickly.
Yeah.
And
but
you know,
but they didn't make any changes. I mean, football's a little different. I agree, Chris, that you would say, well, we need a quarterback. Let's just go get him, and then we'll figure out the rest around him. You know what I mean? If they wanted to be very, very aggressive. And in that area, remember, Lamar's there. He's in that the D.C. area, you know, Washington, D.C., Baltimore area already.
Right.
That would give them some juice with the people in that area. Oh, my God, he's going there. I'm not saying that people are going to switch allegiances, but he's already familiar with that area.
Some
and it's
might,
a popular.
Yeah, he's
a popular guy. So it's not like a ridiculous or crazy idea. I just wonder about the timing.
Yeah, even if you try, remember, they could match. The Ravens could always match, and maybe they would, especially if he's trying to move right next door or that's the team trying to get him. But even if you try, Rob, and don't succeed, it shows your fan base, okay, we're about business. You know what I mean? That right there could help you. Just for people to know it's a new day. Things aren't like they used to be. We're going out and we're trying to win a Super Bowl. So I think those, you know, things will help. And, Rob, you don't know when the next quarterback that's this good is going to be available. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's the thing,
I mean,
too.
You can roll the dice in the draft and all that other stuff, but you don't know. This guy is a proven, you know, winning 75, 74% of whatever the number is. It's right around there, very
74%.
High. 74% of his games. You know what you're going to get and what a unique player he is and what he could do to a team and getting you in the mix. And you're right. The NFC East is no longer the NFC Least. You need to, in order to compete right now, you would be the worst team, right? You're the worst team. Let me see.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, if the Cowboys fall off.
Yeah. I mean, but right now, right.
Yeah, they're the worst.
And they made the playoffs last year, the Giants.
Yep.
So they have to be considered ahead of you, at least right now. So you're the worst team. What do you do to try to fix it?
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
What do you get when you combine a three-time Manager of the Year and a three-time National Sports Writer of the Year? It's the Book of Joe podcast. Hey, this is Tom Verducci from Fox Sports, MLB Network, and Sports Illustrated.
And I'm Joe Madden, and we're going to be around to talk a little bit about managerial decisions, playoff games, and what may have occurred in the dugout, maybe in the 1980s.
I can't wait for this, Joe. We're going to dive into what goes on in the dugout and behind the scenes in Major League Baseball.
Cars, wine, whatever else we want to talk about.
Listen to the Book of Joe podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We've got Antonio Daniels, NBA champion, and New Orleans Pelicans TV analyst joining us in about 30 minutes. And speaking of the Pelicans, Rob, last night they went down. Their season ended. They were favored as, you know, the ninth seed against the 10th seed. They were favored to beat the Oklahoma City Thunder, but they lost 123 to 118. And C.J. McCollum, a veteran leader in the league, you know, a leader in the Players Association, he played poorly. 5 for 15, 1 for 5 from 3, only 14 points. And, Rob, he was criticized mercilessly on Twitter. He was trending because they were saying he didn't give Brandon Ingram any help. And it turns out that C.J. McCollum is going to have thumb surgery now that the season's over. And this was known by him, you know, months ago. And they also say his labrum is messed up, so his shoulder. So he played through some pain yesterday. And afterwards, he talked about it, Rob, and it sounded a lot like he was talking about, and for lack of a better phrase, calling out. I won't say taking a shot. I'll say calling out Zion Williamson. Here's CJ.
Throughout my career, I've always been the type of player to do whatever it takes to help the team. I could have took the easy way out and got surgery and sat and watched, but I'm not that type of person, not that type of player. Even though it affected my performance, some nights I never made excuses. I just go compete and do the best that I can, and I always try to lead by example.
Yeah,
it's hard to say what we need to do other than injury, because if we played 10 games together with our core, I would say availability is important, man. We got to be available. We got to do what we need to do off the court in terms of preparation, in terms of getting treatment, in terms of getting the right sleep, the right type of hydration, having the right type of diet. I mean, everything has to matter to us, for everybody, 1 through 15.
Yeah, I mean, Rob, he did it very in a classy, matter-of-fact way. And I think he feels like, look, I'm just telling the truth, because we will look at it as Zion, who only played 29 games this year. Brandon Ingram played 45. So you can easily look at this as, look, he's just saying there's a lot, they're injured all the time. Rob, this goes before Zion even got there. Now, we're going to get to Zion. But I remember when they had Anthony Davis, and they had Drew Holiday, and they had Eric Gordon. They had a squad. And they didn't do anything, in large part because they always were injured. Somebody was always out. And that has continued. Obviously, Zion is the huge example of that. But I think he may be talking to a lot of people just in general about their culture. But it'd be hard to think he's not talking about Zion too, or to a large degree.
Yeah, I understand the frustration, and then you're talking about what happened to you and surgery and all that, and I get that part. The one part I'm going to push back on is you could sit there and talk about how your threshold of pain and what you went through and what you do and the kind of guy you are, but you don't know what other people are going through. I have a problem do I think Zion at 22 or 23 years old doesn't want to play? I don't believe that. I don't believe it for one second that a 23-year-old doesn't want to play. I saw Zion get hurt at Duke, bust out of his sneaker, exploded on him, and everybody said, you're going to the league. You're going to be the number one pick. I wouldn't play. Don't play, Zion. You're stupid if you go out there. You're already the number of the first pick. And what did the kid do? He went back out there and played. He did. So it's unfortunate. You would want the guy to play. I understand the frustration because he's a talented player. And when he played, he's almost unstoppable, Chris. So I don't know what people want Zion to do. Do I think he's faking it, jaking it, doesn't want to play? I don't believe it. I don't. I don't care what anybody says. What else would he be doing at 20? How old is he, 22 or 23?
22.
What does he want to do, sit around and count his money and sit on the sideline? I can't believe it.
Well,
he's got to be hurt.
Here's what, he's not hurt. He said he's not hurt. That's the thing. Like, I hear you loud and clear. When a guy is injured, we talked about this with Kawhi. Right? And the Spurs, whether it was Popovich or whoever was behind it, but players were coming out being critical of Kawhi, right? But Kawhi maintained he was hurt. He never wavered from that. Here's the problem, Rob. Zion said, I'm fine physically. He said it. It's not just CJ going off or anybody going off at what they see. Nobody's saying he looked good to me in practice. I saw him dunking before the game. People could say that. They didn't. I think people are going off of what he said, which is, I'm fine physically. There's nothing I can't do. Now, he spoke about being hesitant, you know, of various things. One, you know, can he be Zion and, you know, being out there doing his thing? And two, I don't want to go out there and hurt the team because I'm hesitant. I think there's a few ways to handle that, Rob. And one of them is, and we've talked about this with load management. Okay, we get it if you're hesitant. I said today on television, when I haven't been in the studio in a few months, like maybe when the pandemic, that was more than a few months, but, you know, we were doing everything remote. When you get back on the set and it's live like that, you're not hesitant or anything, but it's an odd, different feeling. I haven't been here. When I used to be on with Skip and Shannon a lot, and I hadn't been on in a long time, and then getting up there, it was just a different feeling that you got to get used to again. And we hear players talk about that all the time. Yeah, it took me a while to, you know, get my feel back and my rhythm back and get the rust off and things like that. That's just natural. Now, a lot of people looked at it as, is it a mental illness, you know, mental health issue? But Zion never really said that. He just talked about, you know, the challenges, the hesitancy to not hurting his teammates. And that's where it brings me to my second point, Rob. And you and I have talked about this with load management. If you're hesitant, if you're fine physically, but you're like, you know, I don't know what I'm going to feel like when I get out there. How am I going to be Zion, to use his phrase? Well, you can be in uniform and, you know, we put you out for a few minutes. You see how you feel. If you don't feel right, then maybe we don't put you in again. But maybe you'll start feeling right. You'll start getting back to being Zion. You'll start getting the chemistry back with your teammates over the, you know, the minutes that you're playing. And then maybe if they win that game, he's available, you know, for the next one. And then if they had gotten to the playoffs, maybe he'd be ready to play the whole, you know, series. So I just think Zion, by his own words, who he never said, I'm just not mentally ready. Ben Simmons was saying, I'm not, you know, mentally ready to get out there. You know, Kyrie has said, I need time off because of January 6th and stuff. I mean, whether you agree with that or not, they're saying I'm not mentally right because of this or that. Zion was just saying, I'm a little hesitant. I don't feel like Zion. And so I think I agree. I don't think he's faking an injury. My point is, he said he's no longer injured. So I think that's probably what CJ might be looking at.
But if he felt like he could play, he would play. I don't know what people want him to do. I get it. Yeah, but no, but I mean, but you can't dictate that. Like, the one thing we can't do is climb into people's bodies and know, you know, how they're feeling. And it's just different. You look at a person, they look great. They look like everything. Wow, he looks great. I don't know. I just can't figure out, especially when that kid came back, when everybody told him not to play.
But that was years ago.
No, there were people who just said he shouldn't play. He was on. I'm just saying, and he came back, and he didn't have anything to gain from that, Chris. He didn't.
I understand, but Rob, when he spoke the other day, he talked about not being able to please people. The world is, you're always going to think I'm wrong. Like, he talked about the weight, feeling like the weight of the world is on his shoulders because of all the criticism on social media, maybe on television, radio, whatever. He didn't have that back at Duke. He's an 18-year-old kid who, for the most part, was just being praised. And to your point, people weren't saying, you know, questioning him for, I mean, they were saying he shouldn't come back, but that's nothing. It's easy to handle people saying, oh, I shouldn't come back, but I really want to play. That's different than people questioning your physical strength, questioning your weight. You need to lose weight, things like that. And I think that's the difference. That was 5 years ago when most of what he was getting was praise. Now he's getting some criticism.
No, but I'm still saying that the kid worked his way back to come back to play. That's all I'm saying. Rob, jump in. He has a question.
Yeah, I got a question. So, Rob, I remember exactly what we were talking about with Duke, and then that was a big talking point, actually, even on this show, because we were pushing back on people who were saying that he should shut it down.
Right, I remember that.
Now, however, if you go back to 2022 and 2021, there were reports out of New Orleans, Times-Picayune, and as well as, oh, both of them, Times-Picayune, that said that Zion Williamson has a rocky relationship with GM David Griffin. He doesn't trust the front office. He doesn't like the way they've handled him when he gets injured. Could it be that maybe he's just soured on them?
Well, he's already been paid.
Yeah, he's got his deal. Yeah, I mean,
saying is the reason why he's not going to push himself to come back the way he did at Duke is because he doesn't really care about this particular situation.
Why would you sign that? He could have got out of there.
Everybody signs the contract.
No, but
Rob,
he could
have.
No, but he could still force your way out.
That makes it worse, Rob G. If I mean, they're paying you.
Right.
You might not like them, but they're still paying you $200 million.
And you can force your way out. Didn't Anthony Davis just do that down there?
Yep.
I mean, if he really doesn't want to be there,
I don't think that
Rob G, he could get out of there, is what I'm saying. Like, just be real with it. I don't want to play here, okay?
Right.
And now they have to do something.
So then what do you think the disconnect is there, Rob?
I don't know.
From that kid in Duke.
I don't know. That's what's.
Who unnecessarily risked his career.
Right.
Then now.
I just told you to disconnect. He's being criticized now. He clearly talked about how that bothers him. He talked about how it bothers him. He may not want to go out there and be 80% of the player he could be. Not because he can't physically, according to him, but because mentally he's not ready.
But mental is a part of the whole package, isn't it?
Yeah, but I don't think everything is mental.
Well,
I mean, and this is what you said, Rob, about like you can't get in a person's head. Agreed. But you also have to be careful with that because it's a slippery slope. I could have said today, man, I just don't feel like doing the show. And I could have called in and been like, I need the time off.
Well, Rob G's done radio for a long time. And trust me, there's plenty of hosts who don't want to do their show and don't call
right.
in. I'm just saying.
And don't call in?
Yeah, I know.
Right, they do it.
They do.
That's my point. Yeah. And an athlete's no different.
But I'm
if
saying,
physically
right.
you're able,
but mentally,
you just feel like,
right.
I don't feel like playing right now because I can't be myself. Well, you said physically you're fine. So get out there and play. If you're not, it's one thing if you claiming that I really got a mental issue. I need to see a therapist. I need to, you know, have somebody straighten me out. Ben Simmons is claiming that. Fine. But Zion's not claiming that. He said, I don't want to hurt my teammates because, you know, I can't be myself, which is vague. I can't be Zion.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rob, we are going to get into Kevin Durant. We talked about him yesterday when he came out and said basketball in the 80s and 90s was no more physical than it is today. Kind of, sort of, because he admitted that they were hacking each other, hitting each other hard in what would be called flagrant fouls today. And there were just regular play or fouls back then. But anyway, Durant spoke with FoxSports.com and has some interesting comments about many things, but here's one about people thinking he's sensitive. Rob G, read this quote to us.
Yeah, it sounded like he was directing it at our very own Rob Parker.
Who, me?
You decide. Ooh. Here's the quote. I don't see this talked about. I see Damian Lillard. I see LeBron. I see Draymond. I see lots of great players in our league speak up on social media, but they don't get that sensitive rep. I've seen it. It's not just a me thing. There are a lot of players amongst a lot of sports that interact with their people on Twitter, Instagram, socials, and I don't hear the sensitive rep about them.
What? Just because I called them the Masot, the most sensitive of all time? He is sensitive because he's going back at guys in their grandmother's basement on the Twitter machine. Like if I'm Kevin Durant, I'm not bothering with other people. So what? You have an opinion. Everybody has an opinion. You know what? Opinions are like bee poles. Everybody has one. So what? He is sensitive. He's always bothered by what people are saying. And I think he's, for a guy who's accomplished and has done as much, I could see you being a little sensitive if maybe, you know, you haven't gotten there, or you haven't gotten to your potential, or there's an angst to it. But this dude is what? He's a made man. He's a made man.
Why does responding to people make you sensitive?
Because I just think in his case, with all that he's done, I don't think anything that anybody could say on Twitter could alter your NBA career or your you know, what you've done. That's the part I don't get.
Yeah, and I've said this for a while now, Rob, and you'll attest to this, I'm sure. I don't think he's sensitive. I think if he was sensitive, it would affect his play. It would affect his demeanor. He told me we've text DM whatever.
No, you
it was.
Said you didn't text.
Yeah, DM.
Remember that.
Right.
Don't
he
get
DM'd
it wrong.
Me that. I asked him. I said, "Why do you go back at just random people?" And he said, "I just like doing it. It's fun to me, and I got the time." That's what he DM'd me. It's a long conversation on DMs, but he was like, I just like doing it, and I have the time, so what's wrong with it? And I, you know what, right? It's true. Now, I will say this. What I think, what is evidence for your viewpoint on him is the burner account, right? That's weak. If you want to say something, just say it and put your name on it. Right? And you're not giving away, like, team secrets, like a source, right? An anonymous source. They telling team secrets, league secrets, trades from other teams, things like that. That's different. You just making comments like we doing now. That's what I would criticize him for that. Because that's just
So why do you think he's hiding behind that? Why do you think he's hiding behind that? Because he doesn't want people to push back on.
I wouldn't. Well, no, but he also does the stuff on his own. Like what he does is he pushes back. That's what he does, right? If you say something about Kevin Durant or write something about Kevin Durant that he doesn't like or doesn't think is fair, he's going to push back. That's what he does. To me, that doesn't make you sensitive.
Yes, it does. To me.
How? You do it?
But that doesn't mean, I'm telling you, I still think that he's sensitive from the standpoint of where he is in his career and accomplishments.
What's that got
so
to do
what?
With it?
So what? If a 15,
I mean, what's that got
so
to do
what
with
if
it?
A 15-year-old in his grandmother's basement says you're not a great player? So what? What do you have to
you
answer
act
to that
like he's
guy?
Crying because
what do you
of
have
it?
To answer to that guy for? That's what I'm talking. That's sensitive. Well, there's a lot of things that people say that some you can let go. There's things that you can push back on, but not everything to sit around.
Rob, he doesn't
you don't have anything else to do.
Everything.
I don't say that. Of course not. I don't know what his Twitter thing looks like or how many people say stuff, but it's weird to me. I just don't see other players doing that or wasting their time.
Well,
on
Damian Lillard will go back at somebody. And he mentioned that. Draymond Green will go back at people. I think Kevin Durant doesn't discriminate. He doesn't say, oh, just because you're not, you have to be like national media. You have to be accredited media for me to go back at you. He like, whoever you are, if I feel like it, I'm a respond. I mean, that's what he does. And like I said, Rob, you notice, like, the guys that come to New York, and I'm not saying this as a weakness, but some guys come to play in New York, especially back in the day, Rob, and they don't read the back page. They don't read the tabloids because it would mess with them because they might be sensitive. Kevin Durant's the opposite. He's like, oh, I'm reading the back page. I'm reading your whole story, and when you show up in practice, I'm going to ask you why you wrote that.
Okay.
That's not sensitive.
Okay.
And Draymond Green
calls you the B word, and you hightail it out of town.
Well, he might
Is
not
that
be
sensitive?
Tough. He might
okay,
not be able
okay.
to fight. I don't
that,
know.
That might be sensitive, too. He did. He allowed Draymond Green to do that.
That's
and,
another story.
And he put his
know.
Tail between his legs and said, oh, I'm getting out of here. I'm leaving. Because he called me the B word on the court. Oh, I can't do That's sensitive.
I don't know if
I don't care,
all, I don't
Draymond.
Know that that's why he left. He might have let, who know? We don't know. Okay. I mean, did he want to, Kyrie's one of his best friends. Did he want to win a championship
I'm not
outside
sure
of Golden
if,
State?
If,
I don't know.
If Draymond didn't say that he would have left. I'm not convinced.
You know, I'm not either. I don't know. I mean, look, we talked about it with the Timberwolves. You right in that somebody's calling you that, going off on you like that, the B word, even Draymond said it. Not thinking about what he said to Durant.
Right.
You know, and now, but that might be, and I don't want to, I don't know. Kevin Durant might be real tough. He might be able to throw down. Who knows? He wouldn't have looked at Tommy Hearns and thought he could throw down. So Kevin Durant might be, I don't know, but, or maybe Rob, maybe he was scared. Or maybe he knows Draymond would take him out. Or maybe he's like, man, We on the sidelines, you know, this is my teammate. I'm not about to fight a teammate. Who knows? But I really don't think he says. I think he's responding. He's a part of the social media generation, and he likes responding to what is said about him. He's basically like, keep my name out your mouth. and if you say something, I'm coming, I'm testing you. At least I'm going to say, why'd you say it? One thing he said to me in DMs is that he doesn't like when people like psychoanalyzing and act like they know what he's thinking, act like they know what he's saying. Now, we can do it all we want, but he don't like that. And so I really, Rob, like I said, to me, if he was ultra sensitive, he would... I think it might affect his game, or he might avoid reading the stuff, you know, which I think some players should do. Remember LeBron, when LeBron, after the Dallas series in 2011, he went on for several years. I don't think he does it anymore, but for several years, he was like, what do you call it? Zero Dark 30 or whatever it was, where he just got off social media, didn't watch TV, you know, the sports shows. Because I guess it would get in his head. Kevin Durant, it doesn't get in his head.
Yeah,
and some people deal with that too, Rob.
I think everybody's different, and I think there is a degree of him that cares about what people think, and some people don't. And I think he is sensitive from the standpoint. You just would wonder. I don't know why you would be so bothered by it. To me, it seems like he's bothered by it. So what? You're right. No one, if you're worried about somebody psychoanalyzing you who's never met you, why would their opinion matter? Like, they
because
don't know
their,
you.
Their opinion is being
no, it's
told
not. It's
to,
a,
to millions
no,
of people.
No, it's not. You're talking about...
When you or I
no,
or,
but
other
you're talking
people
about,
in our position
you're talking
say
about
it
Joe Blow in the basement? Says somebody's saying something about you. You're worried about his Twitter account that has 40 people?
Well, I
That's
don't
what
know
I'm if, asking you.
Well, that
makes
again,
no sense to me.
To you. But to him, he's right. just responding
That's my
to a fan.
Right, to me.
But
just
you're
like
acting
I'm saying,
like,
to me, I got to go what from my standpoint. I don't know what his standpoint. From me,
well, you're
he comes
he's
off
sensitive.
As sensitive. That's
okay,
what it
that's
comes
different.
Like from
he
me.
He comes off as sensitive.
That's it.
Then he is sensitive. Those
okay.
are two different things.
I mean, I
you
don't know
think
him.
He's sensitive.
I think
right.
he's sensitive. That's the only thing. You don't know him like that either, other than what he told you, right?
Do
you
right.
know? Right.
But
that's
what
all you
saying,
can go
I'm
on.
I'm going by what I see. And I don't see a sensitive
okay,
guy.
Okay, I see him
I
as
see
sensitive.
I see a guy that gives pushback.
I see him
I
as
see
sensitive.
A guy that if you say something about
He didn't push back Draymond
him,
Green, I'll tell you that.
That's fine. That would have been physical. It don't mean you're going to push back physically. We're talking about
That's
words
not physical.
It could. He wasn't just sitting there. He's saying stuff, too.
And
they then, got in an argument. It takes
and,
two people
and,
to argue.
And then he took his ball and went home, right? And then
well,
he went just out of,
later,
out of town. Well, he couldn't leave that
that's
day.
That's just flat out wrong.
Couldn't
You're
leave
flat
his day.
Out wrong.
Couldn't leave that
if
day.
He, if he would have took it, no. Because he didn't take his ball and go home. He played the rest of the season. And then on a bad leg, he went out for that same team, including Draymond Green.
He's under
and
contract.
Tried to play
in the what
finals.
Do you mean? For
the
Draymond,
contract,
for
he
Draymond
didn't have
Green.
To play?
He was under contract. He didn't play for Draymond.
Rob, you're being wrong right now.
He didn't play for Draymond. You said
no,
he played
no,
for
but,
Draymond.
But you well, you said.
But he didn't play for Draymond. He's under contract to play.
He was hurt. You're not under contract to play
when
you're
hurt. Did he play for Draymond or did he play
no,
for the Warriors?
Well, he didn't. But you said he left. You said he took his ball and went home.
As soon as he was available. As soon as he was available to bounce, he bounced. That's my point.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.